This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg joined the Centibillionaire Club, the gang of three people who have a net worth of more than $100 billion. The only other club members are Amazon chief Jeff Bezos and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. Instagram, owned by Facebook, launched a TikTok competitor, sending Facebook's share price up by 6%. Yep, he's one rich Zucker. Simon Cowell is recovering from a five-hour surgery following an electric bike accident that left his back broken. He landed right on it when he fell. He had to have a number of fusions and a metal rod put into his back. The injuries are bad, but he's also been told he was lucky. He had just bought the electric bike that can go 60 miles per hour and attempted a wheelie. He should have just said, no. YouTube star Nikki DeJager, host of Nikki Tutorials, and her fiancé were robbed at gunpoint at their Netherlands home. The 26-year-old beauty influencer, better known online as Nikki Tutorials, revealed that she and fiancé Dylan Drossiers had been attacked and robbed at their Netherlands home. There were at least three suspects. So there is crime in the Netherlands. Orlando Bloom's relationship with Katy Perry all started with a hamburger and couldn't exactly fill the pages of a romance novel, according to the Pirates of the Caribbean star. The couple met in 2016 at a Golden Globes after party. Orlando said he asked Katy for a hamburger, gave her a wink, and that was it. That's not to say they haven't had beef with each other. Sorry. Tennis champ Serena Williams wants Americans to stay as healthy as possible as the coronavirus pandemic continues. The tennis pro announced that she's helping to donate over 4 million masks to underserved schools as the school year starts this fall. Getting back to school this fall means having hashtag masks for kids to wear, she wrote on Instagram. Good for her, and good for them. Cardi B said that she was nervous to meet Megan Thee Stallion before collaborating on their new song, WAP. The rapper said that, in her experience, it can sometimes be hard for female rappers to work together because critics tend to want to pit them against one another. She said, quote, I'm a really shy person, and even when it comes to females, I get even more shy, unquote. Shy? Her? Nick Cannon is supporting Kanye West's run for the White House. After he was spotted at LAX, Cannon said, we need another black man in the White House. So when the cameraman pointed out that a vote for Kanye is basically a vote for Donald Trump, Cannon told him, quote, you never know, man. Stranger things have happened in 2020, unquote. Stranger things are happening. Idiot. Lady Gaga says she's taking antipsychotic medication because she struggles with mental issues as a result of being raped as a teen. Gaga said, quote, I can't always control things that my brain does, and I have to take medication to stop the process that occurs, unquote. The medication is olanzapine, a drug primarily used to treat bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. Crazy. Rapper Boozy Badass weighed in on Nicki Minaj's decision to collaborate with post-prison Tekashi 6ix9ine on the song Trolls. Boozy said, quote, it shows a lack of character. It shows that you would change for money and success. She doesn't have to do that. She's rich as f**k. I feel like she shitted on the ghetto community. All African-American people, unquote. Truth. Melody Thomas Scott, star of The Young and the Restless, says that returning to set was like stepping into the Twilight Zone. Scott said, quote, just entering the building is a process. They take your temperature, ask you questions, and there are security wristbands for every floor of the building. We have a team of COVID safety experts on the set, unquote. Hey, better than The Young and the Infected. Rick Ross debuted new song Pinned to the Cross during his Verzuz Instagram live battle with 2 Chainz and caused a stir after his venomous diss towards actor Terry Crews. On the track, Ross sneers, "Terry Crews is another coon who was basically bought." Crews has made headlines for his stances on the Black Lives Matter movement, saying it could lead to a state of black supremacy. Sheesh. Ava DuVernay is exploring what makes that one shot in your favorite film or TV show so perfect. The filmmaker is teaming up with Warner Horizon Television to create a docuseries called One Perfect Shot for HBO Max. Each episode, narrated by DuVernay, will see a director pull back the curtain on their most iconic shots. Here comes the money shot. Sorry. Speaking of HBO Max, the cast of Friends will be there for you. Eventually. The planned unscripted reunion special featuring the main cast of the hit sitcom has been delayed once again due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and its impact on physical production. The special was originally supposed to film back in March with a live audience. Again, thanks 2020. Oscar-winning actor Jared Leto, 48, will play artist Andy Warhol in an upcoming movie. Warhol, who died in 1987, was previously played by David Bowie in the 1996 film Basquiat. Leto said, quote, "Yes, I will be playing Andy Warhol in an upcoming film, and I'm so grateful and excited about this opportunity," unquote. Cool! The Trash Bin. Lil Baby wants us to know he cares and provides for his kids, regardless of what his critics say. The My Turn rapper took to Instagram to show off a recent purchase he made for his 2 sons, Jason Armani and Royal Armani. Actually, 2 purchases, 2 expensive Rolex watches. Jason is 4 years old, and Royal, he's 1. Idiot!
The news wrap-up.
Amazon wants to take over JCPenney and Sears stores to turn malls into giant fulfillment centers. Airbnb hosts are complaining about missing payments from the company when they need the money the most. Elizabeth Holmes' Theranos trial is set to begin next March. She's facing 12 fraud charges. Microsoft has delayed the new Halo game until 2021. Yep, so much for Microsoft winning this fall's console wars.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Project Power is the top streaming film in the USA.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift continues to be the best-selling album with Folklore.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app in the country.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens returns to the top of the fiction chart.
Last October, Cardi B announced the title of her then-forthcoming second studio album, intending to call it Tiger Woods. She later retracted this, saying she was joking. In April, she revealed that the album would be released in 2020. During an Instagram livestream on May 23rd, she confirmed that a new single was coming very, very soon. The next month, she said the music was coming. She then went on to say that an announcement would come in August. So here we are, finally. The new track features Megan Thee Stallion, who was recently involved in a highly publicized shooting incident with Tory Lanez, in which Megan sustained injuries from a bullet to her feet. Lucky she's okay. Here's Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion with the song of the week, WAP.
Beat it up, baby, catch a charge. Extra and extra. Put this right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, I'm kinda wild. Look at my mouth, look at my thighs. It's wet, it's wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's roleplay, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Give me dream, make it stream. Out in public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick, yeah. Jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a night running me. Talk your pow, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got him for a thing. He already made his mind up for you. Now get your boots, hang your coat. It's wet, wet, wet.
wet. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet, wet, wet. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet, wet, wet. Now make it.
That was Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion with the song of the week. Wow. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.